You're with Paul Makin on Fab FM. This time every week we talk to our Mayor, Julia Loy, and she's on the line. Good morning, Julia.
Oh, good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yourself?
No, fabulous, thank you.
That's terrific. Well, we've got lots of things to talk about. And it's wonderful to know that a television show about a Japanese couple who tied the knot and visited the Douglas Shire has been shot here. And I hear that Better Homes and Gardens are also filming here. Now, as I understand it, you plan to hold talks with the member for Mulgrave, Curtis Pitt, this Friday to discuss the state government's vision to make Queensland a film and television industry hub.
Look, yes, that is absolutely correct. We have had a blitz of filming just this month in August. We've had at least four different companies filming throughout the entire Shire, including, of course, Port Douglas, Flagstaff Hill, Mossman Gorge, Daintree, Rexmill Park, and Oak Beach as well. So that's a really, many, many different locations throughout our Shire.
Mm.
What we have been doing since the new council has been established is very much trying to position ourselves as a really easy and beautiful and stunning location for films. And we have attempted to roll out the red carpet. Even one of our local laws is even again trying to streamline, the requirements that our companies have to go through. And so we're really thrilled about the recent filming. And last Friday, we had Better Homes and Gardens that was featuring McCrossan Street, Wharf Street and Flagstaff Hill Lookout. The Tokyo-based Japanese TV show Let's Have a World Heritage Wedding is just fantastic for our Shire. It will be broadcast nationwide across Japan in January next year.
Mm-hmm.
And as you've already said, it features a couple getting married and enjoying the Great Barrier Reef. And so when I heard about Curtis Pitt, in the last couple of weeks, talking about the idea of having a sound studio in far north Queensland, I immediately contacted his office. I want him to be aware of what Douglas is doing. We were and have been in the past a stunning location, and we have featured films such as Fool's Gold, Paradise Road, Thin Red Line, numerous other films in the past 20-odd years. And so it's just important for us and for me to make sure that our Curtis Pitt, the member for Mulgrave, is aware of what we're doing, our history in being such a sought-after location, and to see how we can work with the state government in maximising those opportunities, not just for us, but for the region as well.
I think that's great. And Julia, the reason I'm sitting here now talking to you is because I saw a film many, many, many moons ago called Travelling North. Do you remember that film?
Yes, no, I do.
And yes. and it was because of that film, and I know talking to other people, they came up first to Port Douglas because of that film. When I saw that film, for some reason I looked at it, I just went, oh, I've got to see that place. I've got to see it. And I think that's what these films and TV shows do. When people see them in their lounge rooms, they say, I want to go there. And that's what it's all about.
Yes, it is. It's marketing promotion that money can't buy. And that's why it is so important. I mean, we all love where we live. We know we've got beautiful areas, lots of nooks and crannies where locals can go, where visitors can go. And I am very much aware that so many people in recent times have been attracted to live in our area, work in our area and invest in our area because of films like that. And so that's exactly why we're very, very keen, and I'm very, very keen to do all we can to promote our Shire and have this as a great industry that we can all benefit from. Council is also supporting Port Shorts, which is a film festival, and that's got fantastic reports, and people really enjoy going and seeing that, and that'll be in October. And of course, we have ambassadors involved in that now for the third year running, and that's Steve Curry and Matt Hearn, and they bring in people, internationally renowned filmmakers. We have workshops with our young people and our fledgling filmmakers, and I know some of the winners of previous Port Shorts festivals have gone on to bigger and better things as well.
We're talking with our Mayor, Julia Loy. And Julia, we discussed this last week, but Council is on the move to reduce its reliance on herbicides in the Douglas Shire through its year-round steam weeding program. Now, I've also noticed you've released a Council media release to let ratepayers know that Council is on the front foot.
Look, yeah, we thought it was really timely with the recent court case in America where a gentleman was awarded $300 million. As a result of the impact that glyphosate had on his health. And so we have known about this for some time and been doing everything we can to reduce drastically our reliance on products that contain glyphosate. And so I thought it was really important to let the community know what we are doing. We did have a steam weed trial a number of years ago. We've continued with steam weeding. We very much focus on areas where people and children are, such as playgrounds and parks and barbecue areas and sports ground. And we've actually banned the use of this chemical north of the river. There's lots of alternatives. You can slash, you can have ground cover weeds. And also particularly what we're doing is trying to actually eliminate it totally.
Terrific. Now, you have a regular council meeting coming up tomorrow to look at many things, but I do notice on the agenda laws concerning vehicles on beaches.
Yes, you will see, and for everyone's interest, it's all in the open session on our website. They can have a look at many, many pages of new draft local laws, and there's also an accompanying policy, which is about vehicles, a draft policy of vehicles on beaches. What we want to make sure is that people are aware of this, and therefore, because it is of high interest to a number of people, particularly at Wonga Beach, that they have a look at it and they make sure that they put in a submission if they feel that they want to change anything or if they feel that they support that.
Now, Eco Fashion Week will also be discussed. I take it preparations are well underway, Council's end for this?
Look, they are, and we've got a number of events leading into the actual overall event, which is in November, and Council have got a report going to the Council meeting tomorrow as well about reallocating some funding so that we can better promote this, because it is an international event in Port Douglas for the first time, and we really hope that this is something that we can continue with into the future. We have already been providing a lot of in-kind support, you know, use of our facilities, of course, and our staff have been spending a lot of time assisting with making sure that it's as successful as possible. And so the event will be between the 4th and 10th of November this year, but we also do have a launch that's coming up the first week of September, so that's only the end of next week. And so we just think this is a fantastic event. It'll be great for Port Douglas, and we're already getting a lot of interest in that. And so the decision that will hopefully be made at tomorrow's meeting is to reallocate funding, which we had awarded to TASTE Port Douglas, but they've advised us that they're no longer in a position to hold that event. And so we're going to hopefully reallocate what we had earmarked for that to the Eco Fashion Week that's being held in November this year.
Well, that's $10,000, so that can be used elsewhere with that. And I just got to mention too, Fab FM in November will be all over that. We'll be covering it left, right and centre for the radio station. We're talking with our Mayor, Julia Loy. Julia, you might also remind people about the Mossman Riverside Leisure Park, Mossman Pool Concept Master Plan Consultation.
Yes, I really want people to have a look at what's there in some sort of draft form and, you know, use their creative minds. We know that people do enjoy using the pool at the moment, but we also know that because it was actually built in 1988, it's certainly well overdue for a major revamp. Council are really keen to put some real money into this because we know that it's such a great way to enjoy our tropical lifestyle. But we really want people's ideas. Have a look at what's already there and give us your ideas of what you would like to see in this type of leisure park, how we can better utilise that area and how you and your families can enjoy it.
Julia, the Queensland Road Safety Week starts today. It runs till the 31st of August. Queensland Road Safety Week is a chance for all of us to be involved in making our roads safer. Now, the Crocs right here in Port Douglas, the mighty Crocs, oh gee, they cleaned them up at the weekend. They're mounting a road safety awareness campaign and looking at fatigue, a real killer on our roads. And FabFM is producing and airing the spots featuring Crocs high-profile players. Let's hear one of these now so you can have a listen in, Julia, and see what starts today, their campaign.
Join the Drive to Save Lives campaign, brought to you by the Port Douglas Crocs Football Club.
Hi guys, this is Andrew McLeod, and I want to share with you some very important things about road safety. The Fatal Five are the five most incidents that cause death and injury whilst driving on the roads. They are drink driving, driving tired, distractions, seatbelts, and speed. On average, 31 people are killed and over 450 seriously injured due to driver fatigue on our Queensland roads. And 10% of all crashes involve driver fatigue. So, rest or rest in peace as tired drivers die. Please don't be a victim of driver fatigue and join the Drive to Save Lives campaign.
Well, there you are, Julia. There's one of the spots with Andrew McLeod. What do you think?
Look, it's absolutely fantastic. And I've been aware of this. I wrote a letter of support for funding for this really important initiative. And I very much commend our Port Douglas Crocs. They do an amazing job on the footy field. And they also, to get involved in this type of initiative is really important because, you know, they're role models for our young people. And driver fatigue is a really important issue when you live in an area that requires you quite often to drive long distances. I know, for example, when I was a councillor with Cairns Regional Council, I would regularly be driving over 1,000 kilometres a week. I'm still driving throughout our shire many, many hours a week, and also do have to go other places as well, further afield. And I know that that's the case for many other people. There are more cars on the road now. You see that. And people live in beautiful spots around the shire, but, you know, quite often they've got to go from A to B. And so driver fatigue is particularly important. And so I commend very much the Crocs for taking this important initiative.
Absolutely. And just refreshing people's minds for the weekend, Julia, the Crocs 38 goals 20, 248 defeated the Cairns Lions 5 goals 3, 33. A huge win to the Crocs, and it all goes well for the grand final as they march towards it.
Look, it does. It's very, very exciting. I went to the grand final last year and watched both our seniors and the reserves. Very, very exciting matches. And looking forward to the finals this year again.
Go the Crocs.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful Monday and the rest of the week, and we'll chat to you at around 8 a.m. next Monday. Thanks, Julia.
Look, thank you, Paul.